So, Madam Chair, you can call the meeting to order whenever you wish. We are ready.
Meeting has come to order.
So we can do roll call if you're ready for that. Yeah.
Yep, roll call.
All right, I'll go. So Janet Picard.
Here.
Joan Clark.
Present.
Garth Baldwin.
Present.
Paul Freeman.
Yo.
Michael King is absent. And Zach Shirk, of course, is no longer on the board. I think you all got a copy of that. Yeah, he was a nice addition. So we're going to miss Zach, but of course we all wish him well. There you go.
Does that have applied to the board recently?
No, we don't have any new applicants at that, that I'm aware of.
Is Michael absent?
Yes, Michael is absent. He did not request to be excused. I'm aware of. He did?
They did send an email. They found the second snowboarder.
Oh, I don't know if I got that.
The snowboarders, the kids that were missing last year, that was a little bigger. They found the second one. They called him up to do the recovery.
Oh,
yeah, I think it emailed like just in the last little bit.
Yeah, it just got emailed before I left the house.
Oh, like half an hour.
Oh, perfect. Thanks for that. Yeah.
I guess that's why you had no idea what I was talking about. I said, oh, yeah.
So that's a good catch, and then so maybe the board, I would like to consider a motion to excuse Mr. King.
I move we excuse Officer King.
I second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, the audience comment portion looks a little light today, so maybe we can just keep it moving into the minutes.
The minutes are really extensive, detailed, and confusing, and
double-sided.
There's a lot of it there, and most of us haven't had a chance to really look at it closely. No, don't apologize. I understand totally, and you really tried to capture a lot of information here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I just caught a few things that I thought should be changed, but.
Well, do you want to do that now? Let's just go through them, I think, and.
All right.
Can I move that we do the minutes next month, where we can take them home and look at them closer? Is that allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone want to do that?
You guys want to punt on the minutes till next month?
It's probably just that. And,
that's fine, unless you want it to identify, if there's a few items you want to just identify now that can be edited into this document, then we can finish it up.
Yeah, and you could either send us an email or send Mr. Boucher an email and say, here's these items that we believe need to be corrected, and then we can highlight those changes and bring them back at the next meeting.
And send it all at one time.
Okay.
After we get a chance to look through it. Okay. So
I had a motion.
Did you have a motion?
Yeah.
Okay. Motion to postpone approval of minutes until the next meeting.
Sure.
Second?
I second that.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So, next is a new business. Wow. Free naming?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about that, and I'm glad Ms. White Wolf is here, too, to have input on the cemetery. Oh, we got this up here. So this got put on the agenda here for just basically based off discussion with the board and trying to recruit volunteers to join the Park and Cemetery Board. And the feedback I'd kind of gotten from some people or that, you know, I think a lot of people in the community are interested in our parks, but, you know, talking about the cemetery was honestly not as quite as exciting, I guess. And so I wanted to have that discussion with the park board, park and cemetery board, about that. And so we could rename the park and cemetery board to the park board. And you could still provide some oversight of the cemetery, but as you know, we haven't been talking about it a whole lot recently, even with some of the stuff we did for the endowment and looking at those figures. We did that study about a year and a half ago, and I think we're pretty well set going into the future on that subject for quite a while. And then, but we're also moving forward with the capital project up there, which is construction of the niche wall. I suspect that will probably get started in the springtime, but maybe Raven can give us a little bit more of an update on that. But anyways, I just wanted to check in with you guys and see how you felt about this, if you wanted to keep the name as is or consider a name change. And this wouldn't be something that you could decide on by yourselves. We would send it to City Council, and they would consider a request to rename the board. And so with that, I kind of wanted to turn it over to you guys and see what you thought.
I have a question then. Who will be in charge of making sure, like we have put a lot of work into the cemetery, then what department does that fall to?
Well, I would say it falls to our Public Works Department.
Personally, I would be comfortable moving the cemetery purview totally out of Parks Board and letting Public Works deal with the cemetery.
Fair enough. And maybe the Public Works, there's a Public Works Advisory Committee. Maybe you could, you met with them last
so, month. So, yeah, that combined meeting last month. I don't think that group would necessarily resist that change. I think, we've actually talked about whether the boards could be merged even, but we know that there's a lot of work ahead in parks, and we don't want to take away from that by merging the boards and possibly, distilling some of your efforts with other public work stuff. So I guess I'm kind of looking at Mr. Baldwin because I suspect that at least a good part of your interest, too, is because of the cemetery, no?
My interest here is just is just trying to contribute to my community. So to me, the cemetery is a park. In a different era, cemeteries were big green spaces in the middle of cities where people didn't have green spaces, and so, people would walk. And in some cities today, it's the same thing, and ours just happens to be way out in the middle of nowhere. If it was in the middle of town, it might get more attention and more use. So to me, it is just another park. That said, if there's like a cemetery district or something that, someone or some group that was going to oversee it, then, that's... If that was their focus, that would be fine. I don't see any reason why we shouldn't relinquish oversight.
Would you be comfortable relinquishing it just to blame Public Works?
No, I wouldn't. I think that a citizens group needs to be advocate for it, whereas if you let the city take it as just another commodity or a...
What about the Blame Public Works Advisory Committee?
PWAC. Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you weren't here last month?
I wasn't here, I was sick.
Oh, okay. So we do the Public Works Advisory Committee. It's very similar to the Park and Cemetery Board, other than how it was formed. The rules are very similar. It's an advisory capacity to the Public Works Department.
But it's members of the community.
It is.
Yeah, okay. No, that's exactly what
four
I
mean. Members of the community and two council members is.
It belongs to the people of Blaine, and I think that their voices should be represented.
It seemed from having our dual meetings that they felt they had a lot on their agendas also, with all the public works issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to see, I'm in the older generation of Blaine, and the cemetery does play a role, and a lot of people go up there.
Mm-hmm.
the citizens. And they do notice when the lawns are cut. I've been told many times how different it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So it does play an important role, whether it's called a park or not, or whether it's with the Public Works Advisory, is neither here nor there, as long as the good work keeps up. And I think you're already doing that.
Thank you.
So I don't know.
If neither our board or BWAC were to take it on, then that would just mean creating a new board. But is there the enthusiasm and the people out there to actually create that board, to join that board? We have two vacancies right now in our board. So I feel like it should be, belong to one of our two existing boards.
Whether it goes to Public Works Advisory or stays in Parks Advisory, not that we create another level.
Okay.
No, we're not wanting to create another board.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that. Mm-hmm. So that's hopefully not an option that we're thinking about.
And Alex, you feel that dropping the name cemetery from the Parks Board would encourage more people to join our advisory board?
That's some of the feedback I've received.
That's kind of where this idea started.
A couple of times, like people have come and said, you know, I really like, you know, parks. I want to get involved, but you know, I'm kind of on the fence here, and I just, you know, I don't really, I'm not that honestly interested in the cemetery. You know, we want to do skate park stuff, or we want to do, you know, other, you know, I got younger kids, you know, I'm interested in that stuff. So
that's unfortunate that scared him away. I mean, like, I signed up because of my enthusiasm for the parks. Like, cemetery, okay, I'm not interested. That's not that important to me. I understand, okay, it's part of my responsibilities being on the board, but it's not why I signed up. That's unfortunate. People just didn't throw their hat in.
Yeah.
Because it was included cemetery, they should have just jumped on the opportunity if they actually cared about the parks. But I don't mind the rebranding. I don't mind the cemetery staying under our purview for now, but I don't know if that's best.
How about if we named it the Blaine Harbor Board?
Whoa, I'll do it.
Strike that from the record, please.
So we already call it the Parks Board, though, don't we? I call it the Parks Board. Everybody calls it the Parks
Board. Everyone calls it the Parks Board.
It's the Parks Board.
That's not our name, though. And so, you know, I don't know. It sounds like we got a couple favorable opinions, maybe one I'm not so sure over here.
Yeah, I think that the Public Works Advisory Committee could take over. It's the cemetery advisory part of our, because it's not a lot of time, as Joan said. And we've really sort of done the big part. The only thing left, really, is maintenance of the tool shed. Repair the tool shed. And that's sort of a public works project anyways.
Absolutely, it is, yeah.
And building the niche wall, again, public works. So. Yeah.
And it is, I mean, from my perspective as staff in the Community Development Services Department, it does seem to be, you know, it's a city facility, right? And so, I mean, the parks are city facilities as well, but, you know, this one's a little different because there's, you know, the whole operation of the cemetery, and it's just, you know, it runs different. There's you know, people, you know, buying plots and getting, you know, buried up there, and it's just a much different kind of function, and a lot of, you know, there's an administrative piece to that, you know, that's all done by Public Works now. And so our Public Works Advisory Committee, you know, advises on what public facilities, isn't that right? And so it did seem like a little bit of a natural fit to move it into a Public Works Advisory Committee, but.
So you know, now if someone phones, they need a burial site and they call City Hall, now will they be directed to Public Works, or will that information of costs, et cetera, be?
So that wouldn't change right now. Someone comes in to buy a plot. They actually work with the city clerk's office, not planning. And then we do the actual excavation, and we also will update the registry every year, put the fresh directory out and all of that. So we're already doing kind of the housekeeping component. When we talked about the cemetery last year, or maybe that was even the year before last, really last year, I think, when we talked about changing the rates and changing how it was managed and so on and so forth, we went to both boards. because of the overlap. So, you know, you provided your feedback. I brought that feedback to them. Actually, one of our members went and bought his plot before the rates went up. I thought that was pretty funny. So, from the City Hall perspective, I don't think there would be any change.
Yeah.
I move that we move the cemetery portion of the Parks and Cemetery Board to the Public Works Advisory Committee.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Can we do that unilaterally? Is that an appropriate motion?
Well, you'll be making a recommendation. This will be a recommendation okay. to City Council.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
One.
All right. Well, 3-1, motion passes. And just maybe a point of clarification, does that include also renaming this board as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're good at that.
They're going to be there soon.
Oh, no, we do. We do.
So the last thing I wanted to bring up actually under new business, if I may, is the meeting time. And I know we've talked a lot about this, and I do feel like we're pretty settled on this time and subject, but it was brought up again at council several times that, you know, maybe an evening or afternoon meeting time would help encourage volunteers. And so, you know, before I just went back to council and said, no, we did that, you know, we're done, I wanted to give you guys another opportunity to discuss it and you know, kick that can around a little bit to see what you thought about that. And, you know, it wasn't like a strong, like majority opinion of the council. It was really only a council member or two that was just saying, you know, hey, you know, what about, you know, with Park and Cemetery Board meeting in the afternoon or evening. So.
Well, we tried this once and nothing happened. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get more about Parks Board out into our local paper. Like we talked mm-hmm. some time ago about that there's Wi-Fi down at the park.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah.
So I think if we were out there more, it would make a difference.
I have two comments. One, I noticed once or twice in the Northern Light in the events where the notification that, hey, there's a Parks Board meeting that public can come. This was after we made the change to 9 o'clock. It said 4 p.m. second Thursday.
Yeah, that's still there.
So there's incorrect information. Northern Light wasn't updated. And Joan, based on your comment, I was thinking maybe we need to write as a board or one of us at least a regular letter into the Northern Light or something. Like, yeah, maybe a monthly letter that's here's an update on what we're doing, what's going on. An invitation for people to come and at least speak or get involved somehow.
We used to, when there was a different editor here, we did have a column.
And it was an actual column.
And then that editor was gone, and they wouldn't accept it. So when I put the next one in, they put it as a letter from me, and it was from all of Parks Board. So we just have kind of dropped that. But yeah. It is good to have an information. And if someone knows the new editor or, no, I don't know anybody anymore, I mean, it's worth a proposal.
Well, those are all good ideas, but how do you feel about the meeting time?
I don't want to change it.
Good.
I think the afternoon didn't work. I don't think it works for anybody. And an evening meeting, well, even less. I mean.
And to be clear, staff does prefer this meeting time. I mean, we go to a number of meetings. We've got a couple public hearings tonight, city councils in the evening. Another evening meeting.
We appreciate the comments of the council, and we're not changing our time.
Thank you.
All right. Also, because it's been in the paper, the main ad, like Paul said, it's been in there. It's 4 o'clock. Has anyone ever come to your office and said, why isn't there a Parks Board meeting?
No.
So we rest in peace.
I think we've got your opinion on the meeting time, which is very good. But you guys did bring up a number of really good good comments, you know, getting this information in the newspaper. One of the things we've been trying to do with council is explain what council is going to talk about a little bit more. Like, if we were just having these meetings that say, park board meeting, like, okay, park board. It's very general, right? It's, like, extremely general. So if we said, you know, skate. So this week, actually, we tried to have it say skate park, you know, relocation, with the idea that, you know, maybe, like, there's some subject matter now, at least, that people, you know, if they're interested in that, you know, maybe they'll come out and see it. But how do you feel about maybe, like, expanding our agenda and maybe some of our postings in the newspaper, you know, to say what we're talking about every week?
Well, we do a lot of things here, and, like, all the parklets, naming them, getting signage, think is an interesting thing if that passes.
Well, you're talking about this little... adding a bit more here.
Yeah.
Will the newspaper let you?
We pay for that, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
I think, yeah. Yeah. Definitely put more information for all the meetings.
Yeah. That'd be great. And maybe, you know, we could talk about doing, bringing back the parks beat, if you will. Yeah. You know, maybe it's a little bit different, but, you know, some kind of maybe if we did a report after every meeting, too, the Northern Light said, hey, you know, we talked about these things. Because they're, I don't see them here in attendance. So, you know, letting them know what we're doing, I think, would be good.
I do, too.
Well, right now what we're doing is shifting cemetery to public works advisory is a newsworthy item for the people of Blaine.
Yeah, well, and renaming that, yeah. Well, so that will go to council, so that council will have, you know, that will be publicized more through that process, for sure.
And I meant to tell the committee myself instead of them reading on the paper.
Yeah, right. This is a policy to implement in the future, right?
Yeah.
So this item and the previous item we discussed about changing the name both relate to awareness and public participation.
Yes.
A couple of things I would like to see, and if it is inconvenient for a lot of people to come in the morning, for us, we can be here and we're productive. It's morning, we're ready to go. It's not the end of the day. I don't know if there exists something right now. It'd be nice to have a really easy forum online for people to just submit comments. Like, it'd be great if we could get emails or something at least submitted that, like, we can go over, like, read public comments. And whether that's a site on the city site or something standalone that we can advertise, or maybe like Bridge Bay Parks and Rec does this, it's just they have a Facebook page and they're actually engaged with people. I mean, we do a lot less like stuff, like ongoing things compared to the Parks District, but it doesn't mean we can't be engaged with people. And did you have a suggestion?
I don't want them recorded. I think that
I don't know about recorded, but I stuff that we can throw. Okay, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're talking about. Here's what we're going to be talking about next week, and just getting people to like us or join up, and having that button where people can just click and either talk to whoever's moderating the Facebook page. Maybe that's me. If they just have like an immediate question that I can respond to that same day, or submit a little letter or message, a paragraph, whatever, a suggestion to like. The board can talk about it the next meeting. Something like that might be able to get more people engaged than just a little thing in the newspaper. We should have a thing in the newspaper, but that's not enough. No one's shown up the whole time I've been here. So
I think it's just like different audiences. I think you're going to have, you know, the more elderly people are probably going to read it via the newspaper, and then the younger people will probably see it via social media.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, granted, both, but that can happen vice versa.
Sure, but there's so many moms and dads that are engaged with the Birch Bay District 2, their Facebook stuff. It's all over, so we should do something similar.
I mean, I love the idea of using social media to, you know, connect with the public. I think that's wonderful, and especially getting our website up and running a little bit better, where we have an opportunity where there's a portal there to people to communicate with us. I would just mention, you know, the Birch Bay Park and Rec District number 2 is entirely different organization, you know, that's funded with full-time staff and all that. And so, you know, we're kind of doing this the last 4 or 5 months or so, at least, you know, while the CDS department's been understaffed. But
So I did this for the skate park. I can do it for this, and I can add whoever else has, give them administrative privileges. I just need permission to do it on behalf of the Parks Board.
Yeah.
I like the idea. Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't have a Facebook, but I'm cool with it.
Well, so I don't know what the city needs from me. It is because the skate park thing I just did on myself by myself because I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
From representing the city, I want to make sure it's above board.
Well, I think we can look into that and get back to you. How's that sound?
Okay.
I don't know what that involves, like if there's some permission or maybe you submit stuff to us and we post it on there so we get a chance to look at it since you're like...
Sure, I would like to give at least one city employee admin privileges for the page. Mm-hmm. It's not just me.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, you're going to want to go on a vacation someday, right?
Yeah. I think it'd be great. We should look into it for sure. I'd like to do it the next month.
Okay, very good. Any other comments on that?
I did check the calendar on the website, and the park section is what
Yeah. Well, somebody said that these meetings are recorded, and they are on the city's webpage.
Mm-hmm.
You can go up, click on it's audio. The audio right now, you can go to the city's webpage and click on Park Cemetery Board meetings and listen to our discussions.
True.
Yeah. Don't exactly encourage people to discover it.
Not really, no. I don't really share that information a lot, no. No, I don't.
I get sleep aid or something.
Are we done with that item of new business? Can we move on?
Continued business. I guess we can. Leaving it the time alone, I guess we don't need to make a motion.
Peace Portal parklet signs.
That was good to see.
This is exciting.
These images are slightly stretched. They're a little taller looking than they actually appear in reality.
36 by 30.
Do you have a comment about the size?
No, other than that, you know, that's kind of our standard size, I think, that we wanted to roll with. We could do a couple things. One thought would be to... This is actually kind of funny. I'm looking at the sizes that's listed right there. It's 36 wide by 30 tall. So these are quite distorted here.
My bad. Oh, they're actually in landscape.
Oh, they are wide.
They're wide. That's the first thought.
I tried to make them easier to see.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. But and so, you know, these will be our standard, park identification signs. But really, I kind of wanted to get you guys' feedback on the design and...
I love it. Love all four of them.
Yeah. Well, I thought we could maybe do slightly different, maybe. I mean, the salmon, for the Bobbitt Street Park, showing the salmon jumping up a stream, I thought, you know, that one might be slightly inappropriate since, well, there's no streams right there. But, it's harder to show, like, a salmon, you know, in a harbor, for example. I don't know. And then, you know, I just want to check with the board, too, these pictures of, like, the maritime activity going on there. You know, those aren't specifically Blaine. You know, it's kind of maybe hard to tell. But just I wanted this to be, see if you guys
were there no Blaine pictures available?
Clover or something?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know,
because I know there's
Bobbitt Street, the water tower. Make a little sign in.
Yeah, that's a great idea. The water tower. See, now this is why we wanted to come to you guys.
And remember for the water views, the committee, the open space?
Yeah.
There was a picture submitted of the view from Cherry Street around there that was really nice, too.
Oh, like a sunset kind of shot? Yeah. Yeah?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, those are all great ideas.
And you do have the birds. I think, are they all seagulls?
Yeah,
we do have
a bunch of seagulls,
I like that one.
I like that we are the birds, but we do have lots of
And the Martin Street parklet, that kind of looks like ours, you know, if you don't look too carefully. That's nice harbor.
Yeah, definitely.
But the Bublet Street, yeah, the fish, you can't, I didn't even know what it was at first.
Yeah, sure.
I had to look for a while, too.
And I do, the Semiyama Water Tower is really iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to be there forever.
Oh.
This sign very well could.
Yeah, that thing's rotting.
So, okay, so I think the Martin Street one is probably good, and Clark Street. You guys are good with the seagulls?
Yes.
Beautiful seagulls.
Is that our mascot?
Well, I think where I look out, there's a lot of herons. They're not right down here, but they're at that first smelly bay down there.
We have, the largest population of resident breeding population of herons, like, on the West Coast.
What if we get a photo of a heron for the Bobbitt Street one?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the Cherry Street picture is kind of, I think it kind of looks good, but.
Where is that? Where is that in the world?
Where is that photo? I don't know. We just gave it to our sign company. This is what they came back with. I said, I want some, pictures of, boats and birds and stuff, and that's kind of what we got.
Well, we're famous for our beautiful view. And the birds being on the water.
Yeah. And I guess I don't like the brown of the Cherry Street. The other ones.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's
blue and bright.
That looks like one of our smoky days here in August.
we don't want to memorialize that. Okay, so I love the idea of the water tower. Great blue heron.
What about this? How much time do we have when are these going into production?
Whenever we want.
Okay.
I mean, we've been working on it for
quite a while. Right? Draw some attention to the Parks Board? How about a contest?
Photo contest.
Pick your sign. Submit for Cherry Street Parklet sign. What photo would you want at your prairies at your Cherry Street Parklet?
What photo?
Boom, boom, boom. And let the people of Blaine put a list in the news. That's a news story for these people. They're desperate for them anyway.
Get that.
Or possibly them submitting their favorite picture.
And not to mention the photographers that, are attached to the newspaper. You know, they always have the photos in there, and that they have photographers, and there's people that submit. That would get a lot of attention, I think. And it might get a lot of attention to the park. What is the Parks Board doing? You know?
And attention to the parklets. So many people in this town don't know that they
can use
belong to them.
Yeah. That sounds kind of cool. So I love pretty much all of that. The one thing we'll probably have to say, photo by,
Exactly.
So-and-so
at the bottom.
A little photo credit. Yeah.
There's a man here who has done a beautiful book of the birds. He lives in Birch Bay somewhere, but his book is marvelous of the birds from right around here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See if he wants to do one for Bobbitt, Clark Street.
Charles Kinzer.
So then, who's the judge? I think you guys
are the
judges.
We were the judge.
Who's Judge
That's
Randall?
What we have. We get to make a couple of decisions here. And give us one. It's fine.
It'll have to go
to council. Final approval. Final approval. We can say.
Yeah, you guys. No, this isn't a council thing.
Whatever.
I'm not taking counsel. Which picture do you want, counsel?
Actually, let's have counsel just give us some recommendations for what we're going to do.
I think it's a great idea to get people, let them know what we're doing and stuff draw attention.
It promotes the city, it promotes the park boards, it promotes the parklets themselves, it gets a lot of information out there shot.
I think it's just the best dang photo,
Right?
That we can get.
Great photos. There are photos of our town, not wherever that is.
That would be nice.
Milwaukee or something.
I like that. That's great.
Yeah, I like this, Ben.
Yeah. Done.
Somebody get a hold of the newspaper. Skate park relocation. God, that sucks. I wasn't here for when that conversation started.
Staff produced proposals.
You know,
we're talking about
the skate park. I wasn't here for that.
I know.
Sorry.
We missed you.
No, and you would not have missed me had I come. It was not a pretty sight. I was really gross. the skate park and the library are just linked.
Yep.
And those are the two of the biggest draws. That draw, what are the kids going to do? Like then you're splitting them up. You put the one on 8th Street, if you put it by Lincoln Park, people are going to shit their pants. We've already done enough to Lincoln Park. People don't like it. But,
I know.
You know, the frisbee thing, I think it's cool. But like, what are they going to do next? You know, it's supposed to be natural and all this kind of stuff.
But you know where it goes. It goes down in the field, Tom.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter.
Where nobody goes. Right?
No, people bend their dogs down there all the time. But separating that so far from the library, it seems to me it's
far equally close to schools.
But the library is for a long.
But then you're not in downtown. So, like, we go to the skate park in the evening, and we can, like, go to the cafe or go to the Ebony and walk to other parks, and it's stuff in one area, and you kind of have that when it goes, if we put it in Marine Park, but then it's way far away from the school, plus you have to cross the tracks. And like, I've had the idea of having a park down there for a long time. Like, I love like that one beautiful concrete thing, and it's all mixed into the rest of the park.
Down
and like,
where?
That's amazing for me, but I don't. But there's cons to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on what you think Marine Park is. Do you think it's a passive park or a playground? So we've kind of mixed it up now, because it's both.
It is mixed.
Where's a good place to keep the kids? Because, Alex, how long do you think City Hall Library will be? Can you just give a guess?
Well, there's an ad hoc committee formed by council right now to look at alternatives.
Yeah.
I mean,
the rotted structures there.
Yeah, so basically demoing old City Hall, right? That's something that's been budgeted for. Well, at least it's in the proposal to be included in the 2019 budget.
Does that include the fire department?
I think, do you know if we would be demoing the fire hall too? Yeah, okay. And then, you know, of course, the skate park, doing something there, you know, there's two other pieces. There's the big parking area that's between the library and the skate park. That's like a separate piece of property the city owns. It's a nice chunk of land that could be, you know, developed with buildings. People wouldn't be able to drive through there anymore. But then there's, last but not least, is the library piece. So I think the ad hoc committee is going to look at all that. And what was, Raven, do you remember the name of that committee? I think Michael had given it a name, but it was like downtown redevelopment or something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So,
what we're talking about is where do we want to have the kids center and where will it be best for them?
Yeah.
Because a ton of kids go to the library after school. They go to the skate park. Mm-hmm. Well, I wasn't here when it was brought up last month. And so it just, the first thing I thought of, if you're moving this, I saw this on my email. If you're moving the skate park, you're going to, I mean, a lot of kids are going to the library and the skate park. And, you know, and they sort of, that's where they will go. And you see them walking down the street after school. But if you split this up, it's like, I don't know. But the library's not always going to be there. I don't know where it's going to be.
Maybe added on. There.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that if somebody's building, you know, condos or something down there, I'd love to see the development. I'd like to see the development.
So what would be helpful to us is if we started generating a little list of pros and cons. And we can make a third scenario of keeping the skate park where it is, but I can tell you council is very interested in relocating it. And so I'm not saying it's a foregone conclusion, but, you know, they're packing up all the supplies on that ship, and it's about to set sail. So
I'd want to see very strong requirements for whoever's developing this for, like, the caliber of park that we're going to get as a replacement. I don't want to see something happen in negotiation where they just say, well, you have these ramps. Let's just build you a slab somewhere and put these ramps and do the minimum. I want something awesome. If we have to relocate, I want something
really
great. We're going to
separate. We're separating the park from where it is now. Our kids are used to it. They like it. It's becoming more popular, even. Holy cow. And it's there with the library. It's a focus point for the kids that it's. Blaine has so very little for the children that live here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that being a sort of center for them to do things is a positive thing. We split it up. They better give us a pretty good park then.
So let me jump in there. We got to get our transcriber here engaged. So let's start, you know, like a list out. So one option is, you know, you keep the skate park where it is, right? And so, the you know, there's, and one of the pros to that is the skate park and the library are very compatible, you know, especially for youth after school. So let's get that on the record.
And you can buy them other places kids go to buy snacks, spend their money at Pizza Factory, Adeline going to teen night at the Pizza Factory.
Yeah.
Just having those things.
Another pro to keeping where it is that, you know, it's downtown proximity to other stores and retail. Okay.
Con is there's money to be made, there's money involved
in
building something.
It's so,
a real tax base.
So you guys had this, you had a nice conversation a little bit, you know, before we kind of got this going about Lincoln Park. And so let's talk about Lincoln Park for a second, one of the two sites. And so I got Marine Park up on the screen, but the skate park could be located in that lower field at Lincoln Park. But you guys kind of, I want to get that on the record, what you're saying. I thought that was very appropriate comments you were making.
I think that we've gotten some flack. We've gotten some definite pushback and some serious criticism about allowing the Frisbee golf course to be built, whereas I think that Frisbee golf course was an excellent idea. It has provided us a whole lot of landscaping for free,
yeah,
and maintenance and attention, and it's bringing people into the city. And I talked to guys in the parking lot at the grocery store that had just played there, and they're out in the parking lot getting, you know, water and drinks and stuff like that, and just, you know, it's a big group of them. They just played the course, and yeah. I asked them about it. They loved it. They thought it was awesome, you know, and they're going to be back and that kind of thing. And I think that's great. But if we throw a bunch of concrete down in that lower lawn, not that it isn't a good place for something, as I've been trying, I'd like to see a BMX track in there myself, but people would go, you know, bats about that too, you know.
Yeah,
I think anybody would go bats about putting more development in Lincoln Park. They just want it to be left alone. It's supposed to be natural. Rah, 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 rah.
Okay, so if I could summarize that, maybe a con for the skate park at Lincoln Park is that we've already done a lot of development activity in Lincoln Park. And
but every time you mix passive park and active park, there's always going to be, you know, a conflict until everybody gets used to everybody. And I know all the dog people, the people that walk and run through there, really are unhappy about the risk thing.
They show
but
up at
hopefully
council.
Hopefully in a year they will be more used to it. I don't know, because they don't want more people in the park. So I don't know, because kids will still walk across then to the shopping center. It so much hinges on what's happening in downtown.
Yeah.
To make a decision ahead of time.
So maybe to summarize some of that is that, maybe a con for having it located in Lincoln Park is that the skate park is a very active, intense use, and Lincoln Park, how it is functioning now, is really more of a passive park where you enjoy nature, and, well, disc golfing now. So, but, you know, I did hear a pro in there, I think from both of you, that, you know, the proximity to the shopping plaza across the street, you're close to some of that retail, you know, for skateboard and BMX people using the park. You know, that is, you know, I think something to consider at least a little bit. So what else about Lincoln Park before we move to Marine Park here? You know, other pros and cons, you know, basically what I'm trying to help do here.
One of the pros was close to the school.
Close to the school, that's the biggest thing. It would require a crosswalk, I think, maybe even a crosswalk with lights. It's right by the WeQ there, just to get across. If there's going to be that much more traffic.
There's a lot of traffic.
Something's very clearly defined crosswalk, so people aren't jaywalking or having to walk way down the street to find a crosswalk to get back and forth. So there's kids will have to cross the street at least twice to get to the park. They'll probably be crossing the street more to go get snacks and stuff after they're done or in the middle of their session.
That's good. That's good. The crosswalk, and let's see. You know, we're in the processes of assembling a recommendation to City Council. So what I wanted just to do is have this.
The pro is that they could create as much noise as they want there, and they won't disturb anyone.
That is a good pro for Lincoln Park. Yes.
If
or where it's located, down by the street there. You
know? It's right next to a bunch of law enforcement officials.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. No, like they're, right now they're right behind the police department. Yeah. They'd be right next to the
GSA.
Border Patrol.
Okay, okay.
I think overall this could be less expensive to build at Lincoln Park, at least in terms of, like, I see at Marine Park there's an opportunity to do something on a bigger scale, like incorporate like a trail that kind of connects on both sides that goes through it.
Mm-hmm.
Incorporate the rest of the park, which could be expensive, might be a multi-phase thing, but
okay. The crosswalk would offset any savings there. But, you know, so potentially the site at Lincoln Park is better suited as a flat, you know, easily constructible site.
Can we go to Marine Park?
I think so. It's just, okay. Yeah, are you ready to move to Marine Park? Yeah.
Marine Park. Talk about building there. Underneath there could be the old landfill. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if digging that up is going to create more problems.
So there's, you know, that's a con. We'd have to, you know, check that out. But kind of our initial thoughts were that we wouldn't really dig a lot of it up. We would just kind of float a pad or some improvements over the top.
And we did designate that point of land out there as the one to the, I guess, to the west of there, as the differentiation between the active part of Marine Park and the passive, and this is on the passive side.
It is.
Of Marine Park that was set for birds more. And people do walk around those paths, and although it's really not quite as peaceful as it used to be since there's that distressed bird noise on top of the sewage treatment plant.
I think a con of Marine Park is taking the kids and their skateboard down to a more passive park over the railroad tracks.
Uh-huh.
Plus there's no, what do you call it, snacks and treats. And there's nowhere else for them to go except back up to Adelaide or Starbucks. So that's taking them out of the main community. Plus we've just put a large younger children's playground there. Do we want to mix the teenagers and the younger kids? I mean, I go down there a lot, and there's always families.
So let's try to like put this on paper here a little bit. So
I think a pro is that it's a lovely site, and as Paul said, that it could be state of the art and attract kids from, you know, Canada, other outside, and it's very visible there.
Yeah.
And it could have a nice marine theme. It could be very attractive.
Like concrete wave.
But some of the cons you're talking about, you know, it's farther separated from retail. And it's farther to go for the kids. Is that about right?
Farther to go to a bathroom as well.
Yeah. Well, Lincoln Park doesn't have one at all. But
when we did that survey a couple years ago, you know, it ended up Marine Park is the jewel of Blaine.
Yeah.
So we have to be very careful what appeals to the most citizens. Mm-hmm. And while we feel a skate park is very important, should it be in Blaine's premier spot that the citizens feel is the premier spot? Or do we have another? Paul,
That's the question, yeah. So do we want to put that in, do we want to put the skate park in Blaine's, you know, premier, you know, waterfront park?
It's a premier park.
I think that could be also a pro as well. So I don't think any other spot given the design.
Yeah, to me it just really depends on the design. That coming up with the design and approving it take a long time.
And just to, because I'm always going to blow this horn, to piggyback on what Joan said, I think the city council can make it whatever decision they want to make, but if this isn't brought to the people of Blaine, we're going to move that skate park either, you know, they're going to make their decision to Lincoln Park or to Marine Park or whatever else. And this, you know, I think that people are going to have an opinion.
Yeah.
You know, I think they're going to want to say their opinion before the decision is made.
I do. I think we need their opinion as well. So, I mean, what do you guys want to do? You want to have a community meeting at the library?
Yes, for starters.
Okay.
Some attention to it.
Because when we're looking at all this playground equipment, we always look at the hours of play value as compared to the main citizenry. And I think we have to balance that out because every age goes to Marine Park here.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Because it's a passive park.
So make sure we get this. You know, for Lincoln Park, it's a con that there's no public restrooms available in Lincoln Park.
I don't want to skate at Lincoln Park.
And Paul doesn't want to skate there. Put that down. No. And then so
about that. That's just what it comes down to.
And then so for Marine Park, I mean, there are public restrooms over by the playground. But then we are potentially, you know, mixing kind of two age groups potentially together. Although little kids can go to the skate park too.
And they should.
It is what it is. We're not trying to decide if it's good or bad. And although we are putting these things under pros and cons. okay, so.
These are the only alternatives.
Well, I'm all ears.
I don't know what this city is willing to, you know, do with whatever property
so,
they have.
So let me speak to that issue. So if this works out, like I think some council and certain city staff are hoping, is that the city would give a developer the land where the skate park is, and the value of that land would go towards building a new skate park somewhere else. So let's say we got $250,000 of money to build a new skate park. If we have to buy a piece of property, it's going to be really hard to build anything half decent at all. If we already own the land, that whole amount of money can go towards building stuff. And so when we started looking at alternative sites, you know, to purchase new land is very difficult. And the city kind of has other plans. We're trying to sell, like, the Gateway property. Like, honestly, the Gateway property would be a pretty great site for a skate park, you know, right there off of H Street across from Burger King or something, you know, but unfortunately, you know, the city's been trying to sell that land for so long. They're like, you know, we don't even want to sell you that land, park, you know, board. Even if you could come up with the funding, so
even if you wanted to put, I don't know, a truck stop in there or something.
Right. So that wasn't a great, you know, option. And then we started looking around some more, and you know, it's pretty difficult to find a piece of land to build a skate park on. I mean, it would be really cool to put on, like, the west side of Peace Portal somewhere, like, you know, by Joel Douglas's site over here or something. But it's like, then, you know, you need $500,000 to buy a chunk of dirt, and you have no improvements left. So, you know, okay, so that's not a good option. And you know, as we continue to look around, you know, where else could this possibly go? I mean, we could put it up in Lincoln Park off of D Street, but that would be, that's not, we didn't think that was a great idea. You know, I don't know, we could put it up on E Street where the city owns, I think it's the Water Fund or something. We could talk to the Water Fund about buying them. But that's so far out in the sticks, you know, that's not a great site either, so we didn't even consider that spot.
Would it be helpful if we maybe put out, like, a survey with the options being, like, keeping the skate park where it is, moving it to Marine Park, moving it to Lincoln Park, and then having, like, a fourth option where people can kind of, like, suggest their own alternatives, and then we can kind of determine from their responses the pros and cons?
Yeah, as long as there's at least one of those questions is, if the skate park moves, which new location is preferable?
Yeah.
I don't want just one question that's like, which of these three, including keep the skate park?
Everyone's
going to that is helpful to know how many people want to keep the skate park where it is, but I want to know, okay, if it's going to happen, what do you guys actually want?
Yeah.
If it has to change.
Honestly, I don't feel that would be all that helpful because we are trying to move the skate park, and people don't know like what it takes to move the skate park. And, like, we're having this discussion right now. I'm with the Park and Cemetery Board, or Park Board, no. you know, about trying to find an alternative site here. If we put it out to the public, they're going to say, yeah, put it on the waterfront, put it on the port's property, you know, put it here, put it there. And it's like, those are all great ideas, but we just can't do it.
Can we just back up 1 minute? I missed something. When you first started telling us about the places, you mm-hmm. said there was one plot of land sort of still in behind the library or somewhere back in there. Did I hear you say that, or am I making
it? Yeah, there's basically four big parcels that are, one's the old City Hall building site, one's the skate park,
yes.
one's the library, and one's the piece of land between the library and the skate park.
Oh, but that's not big enough, is it?
Well, it's going to go over like a lead balloon if we tell council, like, we want you. We're trying to unencumber this land so the city can redevelop it. We're going to move the skate park from one piece to the other. That's not going to work.
Too dense.
Or we can just add to the skate park.
I don't know if this is actually necessarily relevant, but it's a reminder of something I've been curious about for a while. What's up with 7th Street? Like, what's the plan for 7th Street?
Well, 7th Street, you know, could potentially be a site for a skate park somewhere in there, but so 7th Street, we have a 7th Street Greenway plan that would be a trail that goes from H Street to D Street, and there's a little park planned along that trail, a couple blocks up from D Street, and
this is probably in the materials you've given me, and I haven't found it.
We can send it to you. It's just a, you know, 4 or 5 pages.
Yeah, I was just wondering, there's all this space and what the plan was for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, thinking about the skate park there, one of the issues with the skate park is it's kind of an intense use. I mean, it's a little noisy, you know, and, you know, the ramps and all that. So putting it by some apartments or some residences, you know, probably not the best fit. I mean, that would be a pretty serious.
Oh, I agree. I'm just like, this came to mind, so I'm just kind of sneaking in to satisfy my own curiosity.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for
that. Yeah, that's fine. So what do you guys want to do?
How about the developer just puts a rooftop skate park on their building?
Ooh, rooftop skate park. Keep it right where it's at.
Right where it's at. Either build up above it or put it on top.
We're going to try to get you to sell all these condos and there'll be a skate park on your roof.
That might be a selling point. Tony Hawk might be.
Okay, well.
That's ridiculous, but it's an option. Straw dog, maybe, but you know what?
Well, going back to Lincoln Park, that piece of grass there, you say it's used a lot. I think it's sort of like the ugly sister of the park there.
At Lincoln? Are you
at Lincoln? I'm going back to Lincoln.
It's like the dog poop place.
Yeah, it's not.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's a good place to put
it. It's really not that. It's flat, right? So easy to build on, and we've thought about putting ball fields or basketball or anything down there that could be used for recreation, and the noise wouldn't bother anybody.
Can we get a bathroom there too?
Yeah, that's expensive. Yeah,
we're not paying for it.
Yeah,
it's our, and the city owns the land. If we get $500,000 or $250,000, whatever it is, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, unfortunately, it'd probably be, I don't know, $100,000 for some bathrooms or something. And then the maintenance of bathrooms is very high, the cost of that.
I think I would, personally, I think I'd go for Lincoln Park over Marine Park. That part of Marine Park is used, you know, once a year or a couple times a year for camping, for the hands over the border, fireworks down
bands.
There. And is this still park property, or is that part of the city-owned?
It's city. It's actually not part of the park, technically. It is city-owned land.
City, yeah. City-owned. Okay. And it's sort of it's a big area that other things could be done with.
Yeah. Well, our Wharf District Master Plan talks about turning it into, like, event space and then a plaza down there.
Mm-hmm. Which I think serves more of the purpose of that park. You know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of getting the sense that you guys are hedging towards Lincoln Park.
I know we have a couple inputs from the skaters saying Lincoln Park. Yes. Lincoln Park. It has to have lights on it, though. Somebody says, feel like when it's not summer, the marina would be cold and windy and the seagulls would shit all over it.
Oh, good point.
That's a good point. In the winter, it would be brutal. Say,
but yeah, that's a point.
Yeah.
Winter can be
brutal.
Write
that down.
But at Lincoln Park, your back is to, I mean, the northeaster is blocked by the hill at Lincoln Park.
Okay.
But we just have to make sure those kids get a good crosswalk across that highway. You know?
Yeah. Truck route.
Those truckers just...
Raven, what do you think about a sidewalk right there at Lincoln Park? Is that like...
You mean along the
yeah, like maybe where Ludwig is or something like that. Like, I mean, it's doable. It's just money. It's just money.
What did Raven like say? What did Raven say?
She kind of like 7th Street, putting it over at 7th
Street. 7th
Street. I mean,
what's the widest part of 7th Street?
80 feet wide.
You could put it right next to the seniors' place there.
That's where the garden is.
The vision of the senior center is that someday they'll move downtown and that whole building would be for the kids.
Oh.
So I don't know where the funding for that or any of that would transpire, but that is the vision that they have at some point.
We can come back with a little more. We can look at 7th Street a little bit more and
what
just say.
What is the widest part of 7th Street? Where is it?
It's probably all 80.
Yeah, it's probably all 80.
All 80?
It might be 70 feet in a couple spots, but I think it is all 80 all the way up. And so maybe between like that next block north of the church parking lot there, you know, potentially. Or maybe we move, I mean, the community garden, I mean, we could move it, the community garden. It's not like there's a huge, you know, for, you know, $10,000 or something, maybe we could move that whole thing over there. And then we put it
you know,
right where it goes.
Raven just brought a whole new dynamic. I didn't know that the senior center might someday move and that would all be for kids.
Yeah, it's been discussed in the strategic economic initiative. They actually only asked that it be enlarged a little in the front. But if you talk to them and, you know, that is a long-term unfunded vision. We'll just put it that way.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, to move the garden and use that space for, would that be big enough? That 80 feet by one block?
Well, we'd have to look at it, you know, closely. You know, there'd be, need to be like a, you know, some trail through there or something. It, you know, the skate park would probably look a lot different. I'm guessing it would be kind of longer and skinnier, but maybe that's okay.
I don't think Bayview Apartments there, it would... upset. Of course, it will upset them. But
yeah.
What are the?
But then the house on the other side would be severely impacted.
Yeah.
Of course, the number one thing is leaving it where it's at and making all of that work downtown, so that they are downtown. What is the percentage that would possibly work? Like, are we looking at maybe only 10% that it would stay where, in that area? So we should be looking out of that area when that is the number, logically?
I mean, I think we like the downtown area. There's nothing against it, but that particular property where it's at is, you know, on the hot seat. And so, you know, basically I've been instructed, hey, work with the Park and Cemetery Board and find a new spot for that skate park, and I need you to have it be ready to get moved out of the way here in the next couple months, you know, by, you know, winter time or something. Let's say January, but, and so it's kind of, you know, moving forward here. You know, I think so. We've got some alternative sites. We've been talking about that. You know, maybe we're kind of losing a little bit of momentum here. And so what we'll do is probably come back, you guys, with a little more detailed analysis of these sites. I guess kind of list out some of these pros and cons that we've taken down today. We can kind of expand on those a little bit. Do you guys want to have, I'm not sure we'll be able to get a community meeting scheduled between now and our next Parks Board meeting. Maybe what we want to do is have our next Parks Board meeting and talk about what we want to accomplish at a community meeting to discuss relocating the skate park. And that's kind of our main subject next time.
Do we have time to do all that?
Yeah, I think
like,
we do.
When do we need to come down on a decision?
So October, so this will be November. So if we... I mean, I think that could potentially work. You know, if we had that meeting in November to strategize a community meeting and then scheduled it, you know, fairly quickly thereafter.
Not in December.
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking like we had that community meeting, you know, third week of November.
Thanksgiving weekend.
That's Thanksgiving.
Be more of the middle, but
well, we could move it up a little bit, yeah.
Since town kind of is not one something for us to consider, I would prefer Lincoln Park to Marine Park right now for listening.
Yeah, I would also.
I mean, you don't have to have a community meeting on this.
It impacts a lot of people. There's a lot of stakeholders.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just, yeah.
What about if we don't have a community meeting, if we had a note, a big article in the newspaper and publicize it and try to get people to email?
Email or come here.
Yeah.
Meeting
in November.
Come to our meeting and discuss it.
Yeah.
It would be
make
nice
that
to.
The open meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be nice to know how people feel.
Mm-hmm.
There will be, and I will be inviting people to come here at the next meeting, certainly if we don't have some other meeting outside of this place.
I think we got to take this stuff right here, this information we got with a little write-up on it, and I think we should have it laminated, and I think we should hang it on the fence down at the skate park for starters.
That's a great idea.
Okay.
And
so
we have
those kids see what the heck's going on.
Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, how do you connect? They're not reading the minutes. And
no. No, when you start putting the skate park to be moved, ? And there's like, what? Oh, that would suck. Or that would be cool.
Yeah.
Go
to the other parents.
Right.
You know.
And then the parents will come to council.
Hopefully.
What are you thinking?
It seems like you four like, all kind of represent different interests in this regard. Like, you seem very connected to the skate community. You seem very involved in the overall park. Maybe some like small, like fortified
and then get their mouths moving to other people, for
versus
sure.
Versus just like going for a broad message that doesn't seem to have worked thus far. But that's all there to guess.
Do you think there's some outreach out?
I like the outreach of just bringing stuff up at the park and in conjunction with the Facebook page that already exists.
But on, not only for single-minded users, we have to appear to all the citizens.
Yeah, I think a community meeting too, like you know, like at 3:30 or something, like after school time, that gave you know kids an opportunity to weigh in on it would be probably good too. It sounds like
I'm okay meeting down there.
Yeah, yeah.
Park. I mean, you know what I mean, or something like.
Me too. Except it's October, and depending on the weather, it's like
to get things recorded on the record. You know.
Yeah, we need the library though.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 13th, after our next meeting.
The
following week, I'm thinking, because if you go 2 weeks later after our meeting, then that's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I think that's doable. I think that's the same day as a city council meeting, because that's Veterans Day or something like that.
Oh, yeah, Veterans Day is right before Tuesday the 13th of November. I could do that.
Any day that week, I was just thinking.
Yeah, maybe like what about a Friday there or something?
It is after our next meeting, though. Do we want to have a meeting that precedes our next Parks Board meeting? Are we okay with it happening after this?
I mean, yeah. On to Paul's question, you know, we could just schedule the community meeting now. I mean, you guys like you have enough info to like have a meaningful discussion. I mean, we'll be there to you know represent the city and facilitate it. You know, maybe we can do some like voting or something there, where you know people get to cast a vote on their preference and record that.
If you'd like to, what about like the 23rd of this month or somewhere in that week?
No, that's not going to work for me. That's another council meeting day, too.
On that Tuesday?
Can you pick a date that you're not at some meeting? Is there a date?
Well, we can get back to you, I think, with a date. But, I mean, I think the question is, do you want to have a community meeting before your next Park and Cemetery Board when we give you more stuff to look at?
What stuff are you speaking of, including 7th Street?
Yeah, I think, do we need to flesh that out a little bit more to see what that would look like?
That seems so far in the future when it speaks about funding, etc. It is in the future. I mean, I think the kids need now. If this is going to disappear this winter, I think we need something more than maybe 10 years down the road, what I'm kind of feeling, or 20.
So there's the calendar up there.
Alex, what is the timing? I mean, so we got to sell the property first. There needs to be money allocated for the reconstruction. So I don't think we're looking at next year for sure, right?
So the timing is that, you know, we were hoping to go out for a request for proposals around, you know, December to select a developer to build a project back here and also build a new skate park. And to do that, they kind of need to know where to put the dang skate park. So the first step is to pick a site. Once we pick a site, we'll work with a developer and finalize the design and kind of theme and all that stuff.
Would they plan to build and complete the skate park before they demolish this one?
Some of that would be worked out in the timing, but I would hope so.
Yep. What I was speaking of is the 7th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That seems very far down the road, that project of moving the senior center, et cetera. Are we talking, when there's no funding, are we talking 20 years? So I think looking at that site right now would sort of be off the table if we're looking at 20 years away when all the kids are gathered in one area, if that does.
Well, I mean, they're already at the school. Yeah. But
I know that
part's good. Okay.
Oh, boy. So your Parks Board meeting is on the 8th. So that happens to be the first possible Thursday there. It's the second Thursday, but... I don't think we're not going to be ready to do it. I mean, we could shoot for that changeover week of like somewhere on the 29th, 30th. You know, there's Halloween in there. It looks like on Wednesday. Maybe you want to go for November 1st or 2nd or something?
Thursday the 1st? Or Friday the
2nd? Yeah, I guess either of those days would work.
Yeah.
Probably right after school.
Or, I mean, we could have it on the 7th of Wednesday. We don't need a bunch of time between the meeting and your Parks Board. But you could say, okay, well, we're going to have this meeting on the 7th of November after school time at the library, and then we'll meet the next day to make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, that could work. It might help bring people out, like if it's just the next day or a couple of days later. It'd be nice to, like, have a way to just explain to the people who show up what's going on, get some feedback, and the people who are really passionate about it and want to speak can come back to this meeting and speak at this meeting.
Yeah.
Maybe they have something more coherent and thought out to say at that point, but just have a meeting outside of here where we just explain, okay, this is what's going on. This is what our choices are.
Yeah.
Well, Robin, what time is your Public Works Advisory meeting on the same day that we have our Parks Board meeting?
We're transitioning to the second Thursday and Wednesday. It would be the same morning, so we meet at 10, typically 10 to 11:30.
Is it wise to combine those? Would we have any overlapping when listening to people? Would it help them to or no?
You know, so to do something like we did last month on an ongoing basis? Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm talking about this next meeting here where we've got citizens coming in talking about
things. Yeah, I don't know about involving PWAC in the skate park.
Yeah, that might be a little complex, especially if you're opening it up for the skate park.
First hour when they're not here.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you. I appreciate the invite.
Not to go back to like the timing issue, but is that going to be an issue with this meeting if we're looking to have a bunch of input? You know, it's going to be kids are going to be at school, parents are going to be at work.
Thank goodness.
I don't know who we're going to be expecting for this if we're...
No, I'm not sure what your point is, but I think we were going to invite everyone to an after-school meeting at the library on one of these dates here we're looking at. And then to summarize all that information at the next Park and Cemetery Board meeting on the 8th would be my goal. And then, you know, hopefully kind of come up with a recommendation at that time.
Just do it like the 1st or the 7th.
I say we do it the day prior.
Yeah, 7th.
3:30 to 4:30 on the 7th.
Okay.
We come into our regular meeting and have made a decision.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Commit ourselves to make a decision next meeting.
Gives us all that time to get interest up.
Yeah.
I mean, it maximizes the amount of time we have to get people involved and interested and get feedback and hear what they have to say.
And it also maximizes the time that we can prepare for it because there's so much going on in our department. Honestly, it's going to be hard to drive this whole process and come highly prepared, but we'll come with the information that, you know, we can assemble. So, okay, shoot for the 7th, like 3:30 time, you think? Okay. We'll check with the library and work on that and go forward from there. Any other comments you guys want to put in here for us to kind of look at between now and that meeting? All right, well, maybe we can talk a little bit about the niche wall real quick.
Okay. So I apologize for not bringing this to you last month. That was our intention, and then Sam got called out for an emergency. But a couple of things we'd like your input on. First, if I look at this aerial, I'm going to zoom in for you guys. Don't cooperate with me. Oh, come on. So here's an aerial of the cemetery. I just did a snapshot, and I apologize for the scale, but that's really the best I could do. So what we're looking at right now are two locations for the niche wall. Right down here at the bottom corner of the cemetery, can you see the cursor moving? All right. So that is currently where we have a water treatment facility. It's a small building. Nobody knows what it is, but that's what it is. And there was a bunker here with materials that have been used over time for like grading and whatnot. That's since been removed. So where this yellow dot is kind of the public works preferred location, just because. But you know, these are, if I show you another picture, these are plots. Now I need to change the scale again so you can see the whole thing. So this corner here, the plots are not currently sold. So that's why it's kind of attractive. The other location is right about where that shed is, the infamous rock shed. And if that were to come out, it would create a space for the niche wall. I kind of like that idea. You know, it takes care of one thing, which is a shed that's not very in very good condition. And B, it's a little more central to where the cemetery is currently built out. So, first, I'd love your input on location. So, I could probably make this smaller. And you can look at both at the same time if that helps. No, it's not cooperating. Good grief, where are the windows on this thing? There we go. And then once you've had an opportunity to provide some input on location, I actually have some design choices as well. Any feedback you have for me?
May I just ask, when you said the shed that isn't in good condition, you're talking about the rock one. Are you planning
the rock
on
one.
Not having it anymore?
That is an alternative, yes.
An alternative, because that's where...
So right now...
I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right place.
Yes.
That is at where that shed is, and that's where you're going to put the new...
That's one option. So that's
okay.
The option that's here in the center, or this one in the center. That's where that is. And then the second option is this on the southwest corner. I think the reason, other than it being central here, is that this corner, if we opted to do this corner, those are lots that we wouldn't be able to sell, right? Just thinking long term. And I'm bringing the same feedback to the Public Works Committee, but I just, your opportunity for input here.
I think I like the central location better, just because it is central and more visible for everybody there. But I also really like that old stone building. And is there some way to incorporate those cobblestones in the niche wall or somehow make it look like it's...
I like that idea. I actually brought that up to Sam, who's been doing all this research. And I don't know how that could be incorporated, because when you see the pictures of the niche walls we're looking at, but maybe even just as a way to demark the area or something like that, I think that would be really cool.
Show us the pictures, maybe that would help us to
absolutely
get a better feel.
Yeah, I want to keep our eye on the time too. So let's see. More sizing. So this is kind of the alternatives that Sam is the most excited about. I will say that the budget for this in 2018 was $40,000. We have not obviously gotten it out to bid yet. So in our budget for next year, we asked for an additional $10,000. So that's currently what is in the 2019 budget proposal for council. The reason why is these options, so we have this beautiful Southampton looking one here. That $31,995 includes also these four smaller ones. and then the alternative is this square one, which would also still include these four outside ones. So that's what I was saying. I don't know how we'd incorporate those stones, but I could see maybe just kind of creating a little stone area surrounding this or something that just kind of demarks where the entrance is or something like that. Obviously, that is a work. Work in progress.
Could you build like a 3-foot wall around it?
Mm-hmm. Potentially, yeah.
With the stones.
Because stones really are an amazing part of history. I don't know how many of you have been to the East Coast, but it's one of the more charming things is just driving through old neighborhoods and just seeing all the stone walls that used to be used as fences, right? So I don't know what that would add to the cost, Garth, but maybe that's a community part of the project where we can have a work party or something like that. So the other reason why we asked for the additional funding is the concrete pad is not included, nor is the cost of the crane that will be used to put those in place. So Sam is really confident that we can get it done for the 50 that's in there. In terms of payback, another thing that we need to look at is what we want to charge for these. And so far, what we're looking at is approximately 60% of what the current plot cost is. So it's cheaper than buying a plot, but also recognizing that, you know, this is something that we need to pay for, too. So I don't remember what the payback on that was. It's like 10 or 15 years, something like that.
And it wouldn't be the cost of interment, digging up?
That's
60% of the total cost, the purchase of the plot and
I'd have to look at the fee schedule again, but I believe it was 50% of the plot cost.
Is that the only option, that one right there, is the choice?
Those are his preferred choices, and it's because it's you get a lot of value for the combination. So this new castle, as an example, it has 120 niches in it, with each of these side pieces are 48. Whereas the Southampton, being a little fancier, has 50 niches, so it's quite a bit, holds quite a bit less than the Newcastle. I can answer your question if I can find the fee schedule on here. Come on, website, work for me here. So slow. Have to separate these, Alex. This is parking cemetery. All right, so currently it's $1,100 per lot. The endowment is $750. And then the service of open-close. So what we were proposing was the same endowment, 60% approximately of the cost per lot, and then there wouldn't be an open close. And obviously all this would need to go to City Council, but since this is your last hurrah, potentially for cemetery input.
I'd go for the Southampton because it looks better. The rest of it, yeah, it's very institutional, bland, not very inviting.
Right, I would agree.
I don't think there's going to be a huge demand. Obviously, the cemetery doesn't have all those empty plots. It might take another 200 years to fill it up.
That's right.
But you said the Southampton comes with those four
extra. Both of them come, I don't know where that came from. Both of those come with the four outside ones, yes.
That comes with those two.
So it can be expanded, because I think more people think
so, getting kind of close to the end of your meeting time, I want to respect that. Is there a motion regarding the location and the Southampton that you would entertain?
It's really harsh. Mm. The other one, I don't know, that looks very East Coast, sure. That's, I guess, South Up and where it gets appropriately named.
Yeah.
As a really admirer of Frankly Wright, I would say that doesn't fit the issue of the location. It just,
no,
you know,
it really doesn't.
It doesn't fit Blaine.
It doesn't
say,
at all.
I mean, if I want to die and be buried in Blaine or kept in a box somewhere, I would want it to be more like here. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Well, I could bring it back to Sam and ask him to look up some other options.
This was
I think his choice of these is more for the the amount that you get for the money.
Sure.
But we can certainly look at that.
That's a very bang for your buck kind of thing. It makes a lot of sense. Storage capacity in a cemetery is a good thing.
How do you guys feel about that sort of a configuration, though, with like a central thing with the radiator?
I kind of think it's cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. What do you guys think about the location, though? You guys are more familiar with that cemetery than I am, but I see it's at the center of crossing paths.
It's right at the bottom of the hill.
It couldn't actually be at the center because those are roads,
it wouldn't fit at the
center. Right? It would be off on one of the corners.
It would be off in the corner. It wouldn't be like in the middle of the path.
Well,
and everything connects to it.
Actually roads. Cars drive there. So.
Well, that's true. Well, thank you for reminding me. So how do you feel about the two locations?
Well, logistically, the one at the bottom, at the south side, the south end, logistically, it's difficult for people to get in and out of there with their car because it's a dead end.
Yeah.
And there's a road plotted along that bottom edge, but it's not there. So getting there in a vehicle, if you're an elderly person and you're going to visit somebody, it might be difficult for them to be getting in and out of there, you know. Because and now if you go see a grave, you just drive in and then pull, and then you can go, and then you just pull right on out of the cemetery. It's very, you know, it's all circular. You have to be considerate of the logistics of this thing, you mm-hmm. know. Access sucks down in that bottom corner. That, you know, where I think tearing the shed down is a crime, so you're not getting my vote on that any day. But that's just, you know, that's my opinion. And I say that because I know what I've heard from our constituents is that elements like that are being demolished and erased in our community mm-hmm. a lot, daily. Look out at the Spit. You know, that's, you know, now it's a great place to buy $1.5 million condo. And that's America. You
know? When I thought about using the stones, I actually thought about, I didn't realize that your Sam was looking at buying a pre-made put in your place. I thought it was going to be built. And that taking stones and using like a back wall and the whole building would be made with those stones.
Okay.
It should be more than a copy-pasted location that exists somewhere else that you might stumble upon.
Yeah, they're all pre-made to some extent. But we could certainly look at, it's not like there's zillions of different vendors for this kind of thing, but I think we have a couple more that we can certainly look at. Sam had, there's another city in Washington that provided him that link. So,
I think the ones I've seen before have been built into hillsides too, and they're just sided.
Yeah, and then
white wall. That's
like a mausoleum
that's
or
what
something.
I always think, yeah.
A mausoleum. So I'm hearing, without a formal motion, I'm hearing a preference for the center location, a strong desire to somehow include the rocks from the shed into the design, whether it's a wall or some other element, and to come back with some other options for the actual units themselves. All right.
The placement just... Neither one of them. I think you're having a lot of people go to that, possibly, or they want a little bit of privacy, just like you do at a gravesite.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in the middle of the parking area for the one, or you're out way out of the way down at the bottom for the other one, I can't.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of choices.
It's suitable, and it's hard to get past tearing down that rock shed, because that's one of the glory spots of the cemetery. So
we're unfortunately, you know, because most of the lots that are in the roads that aren't dead ends are sold. And to build, you know, this road out on the bottom would lose some trees, so we don't really want to do that. We've got this little corner here.
You could
see that's where the road is right there. So
a parking place and a turnaround down there? At least people wouldn't have to back up the hill?
Yeah. I mean, we could. It's still really out of the thick of things, but yeah, we could certainly do that.
None of them seem exactly suitable to make a recommendation on.
Well, that was a good discussion there. It does sound like maybe we could narrow in on the site and then come back, you know, maybe with a couple alternative designs to look at at the next meeting. But that's good. So any other comments on the east wall out there at the cemetery?
No. I find it ironic that for $40,000 we could fix the shed, and for $40,000 we get to put in a niche wall to tear down the shed. I mean, just kind of as a comment.
It happens to be the same number.
Yeah,
just the same number. I mean, I think that's one of the challenges is to pull this project off for a limited budget. You know, sure it'd be great to build a custom building with all these features that, you know, it was really Northwest style, but it's just that, you know, you're not going to be able to do that with the price point we're at. Unless we want to make these niches, you know, $10,000 each or something. So I think that's the end of our agenda. Is there any other items on there?
I have one item to ask you. There was much discussion last time about the seawalls and down at Semiamu, the new apartments. Has there been any change in any of that you can tell us?
You talking about the trail?
The trail, if it will stop or keep going.
This is the there is been we've been talking a lot with the homeowners association. Yeah, that's about all I can really report back. There hasn't been any like. And we've talked a lot about solutions to move forward, but there hasn't technically been any progress moving forward, so.
I've got a question about the Peace Portal Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's fall, there's a lot of debris and beach things. I wonder if the street sweeper ever goes down Peace Portal Trail, cleans it up.
Yeah, we have a special sweeper for the trails and the resort for the one at Sunnyvale as well, so I'm sure that'll be happening soon. We kind of don't want to hit it early because then it's covered again and the next rainstorm. So.
Yeah, and wait till all those leaves die.
And one other item for Public Works was the Bublet Street swales. The grass has grown up on most of the drainage paths, and they're no longer functioning. The water's still going down into the sewer, into Cane Creek, instead of into the side swales. I know that the Public Works has cleaned out the drains that go under the sidewalks, but then it gets to the yards, and the neighbor, the people that are maintaining those yards aren't digging out a little trench to allow the water to flow into their side yards.
You're referring to the south side of the road of Bobbitt?
Both sides.
Both sides, okay. I will go get it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah,
corner of Blaine Avenue and Bobbitt. Yeah, that guy doesn't take care of his yard.
Very good, very good.
Can I just ask you, Blaine Road, the new development off the corner of Blaine Road and Peace Portal, you know, on the northwest corner where all the new housing development is, but back in on Layton's property, there seems to be some new stakes, etc. Can you tell me what that would be about?
Yeah, well, we've issued them a land disturbance permit to get started on that subdivision down there.
But it's not to put the road through, so that...
No, it is. It is to start,
that's,
you know,
what I was
excavation.
Hoping.
They don't have permit, they don't have approval yet to actually build the road, but we gave them approval to get started and like, clear and grub the site.
Is that further out toward the water from the...
There is a cul-de-sac over there, but their temporary storm pond is kind of in the way, so I think they're just carving in the road base all the way over to the end of...
Dodd, would it be?
What is that? Well, Dodd will connect to, I remember that road that goes, east to west. You know, Wagner Avenue comes up. Is it Baldwin Avenue? I don't think
so.
But
I don't
remember. Right over there in the Drayton Reach neighborhood, it'll connect to that.
Oh, the one that dead ends?
Mm-hmm.
Going straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Just Because it's a safety issue. There's no way out of our neighborhood when the train blocks the path.
Yeah, there. So that should get. They should be moving forward on that. And
that's good to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure we're going to be able to save those two big cedar trees at the end of the road. That was a big discussion point with the planning commission, and we've really looked into that. But it's just, you know, the road would have to do a big wowie around it, and then it might. The trees could potentially die anyways from compaction, and you know all the excavation work that would occur. And if the road goes straight, like the curb goes basically through the trees. And so it's like it would have to be a pretty significant bend around the trees. and to put a big bend and to curve around these trees, and if the trees potentially died, it would be this really weird-looking road, you know. And so I think the trees are going to have to go.
Every one of those large losses of all those trees since all the development has occurred, when I first lived there, you could not hear the highway, and the train sounded so far away because trees absorb so much.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like we're right next door. Mm-hmm. That's the change of taking out all of the trees. So everyone is a huge loss.
Mm, yes.
It is. Sad to hear.
Well, I guess that kind of concludes the meeting here. I just give you a quick staffing update. The community development director position is being advertised. It's currently open, and that closes November 9th. And so I just wanted to let you guys know about that. I will be applying for that position, and we'll see what happens.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Alex.
All right.
We got one other new person showing up around here.
Hey, meeting is adjourned at 10:45.